ADHD Basics with Pathways Counseling Services. At Pathways Counseling Services, we have helped many children, teens, and adults better understand what ADHD is, how it affects their lives, and to learn to work with your ADHD rather than against it. Being a mother to a child with ADHD has been a journey filled with challenges. It is also one filled with remarkable insights and hope. I want to emphasize the importance of early intervention for your child. If you'd like to read more about childhood ADHD specifically, visit our website. When viewed through the right lens, ADHD can be a superpower. We hear from clients often that it feels impossible to manage. We're here to tell you it is. In fact, it can be turned into your greatest strength with practice. The first step is to gain a better understanding of what ADHD really is and the impact it has on your daily life. What is ADHD? ADHD means attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. It affects focus, self-control, and activity levels. Many people think ADHD only affects kids, but it can also continue into adulthood. Here's a quick look at common symptoms. Trouble paying attention, impulsiveness, hyperactivity, forgetfulness, time blindness, sensory issues, and heightened emotions. Many myths exist about ADHD, including the belief that it is caused by a lack of discipline, and therefore a person can outgrow it. Research shows it's a real condition that needs real support. We can help you find support through therapy, medication, or lifestyle changes. These options can help manage symptoms and improve daily life. Understanding ADHD is essential to helping those who have it. A friendly guide for kids, teens, and adults learning about ADHD. Kids with ADHD can easily lose focus. They might forget things. They can also do things without thinking. Your child might take being active to a whole new level, and they might talk more than other kids. Tasks can seem much more difficult for them. Starting a task and then finishing it can be hard. There are three main types of ADHD. Number one, the inattentive type. It's tough to focus, follow directions, or keep tasks organized. Number two, hyperactive, impulsive type. Always in motion, rarely quiet, and often acts without considering the consequences. And number three, the combined type. A mix of both inattentive and hyperactive symptoms. ADHD is not a choice. It's not caused by bad parenting or too much screen time. It's a brain-based condition, and with support, people with ADHD can thrive. Common myths about ADHD. Let's clear up some common misunderstandings. Myth: ADHD isn't real. Truth: ADHD is a real medical condition backed by science and research. Myth: only kids have ADHD. Truth: many adults have ADHD, even if they were never diagnosed as children. Myth: people with ADHD are lazy or not trying hard enough. Truth: ADHD has nothing to do with laziness. It's about how the brain handles attention and control. Myth: ADHD is always hyperactivity. Truth: not everyone with ADHD is loud or bouncy. Some are quiet and daydreamy. ADHD can look very different from person to person. At Pathways Counseling Services, we help people and families see what's true. We also help them create realistic and supportive plans for growth. ADHD or trauma? Why it can be hard to tell. Here's the thing. Trauma and ADHD can look very similar and sometimes affect each other. Both can make it hard to focus, control emotions, stay calm, or follow through with tasks. Trauma, especially early or prolonged, can alter brain function. This may lead to symptoms similar to ADHD. Kids with ADHD often face more stress. They may get in trouble more often or feel left out. This can lead to trauma. Trauma can worsen ADHD symptoms. Also, ADHD can make healing from trauma more difficult. That's why understanding both is key. Use a kind, trauma-informed approach when offering support. If you or someone you care about has faced trauma, think about seeing one of our ADHD and trauma counselors. What ADHD can feel like. Imagine having 10 TV channels playing at the same time in your head. That's what it can feel like to live with ADHD. Thoughts come and go in rapid succession, making it hard to determine what to focus on first. People with ADHD might feel frustrated or overwhelmed by too many tasks. Feeling low self-esteem can happen when people forget things or make mistakes. Feel guilty for not meeting expectations, even when they try hard. You might suddenly feel excited to start a new project or hobby. However, you may lack motivation to finish old tasks or projects. ADHD presents differently in everyone. Some people are loud and active, while others are quiet and distracted. At Pathways Counseling Services, we take the time to understand each person's unique experience. ADHD and the time trap. Living with ADHD can sometimes feel like time operates at a different rhythm. One moment you have the whole day ahead of you, and then suddenly it's bedtime and you realize nothing has been accomplished. It's not laziness. It's a brain that struggles to plan, prioritize, and notice time passing. People with ADHD might start a task and then jump to something else without realizing it. Or they may underestimate how long things will take. Sometimes they'll feel paralyzed when they don't know where to start. Or they'll rush to finish things at the last minute, often with anxiety. And they feel ashamed for being late again, despite their genuine efforts. Time blindness is a real part of ADHD. Listen, we understand. It can be incredibly frustrating. However, with the right tools and support, you can manage it. This isn't about poor planning. It's how the ADHD brain perceives time. At Pathways Counseling Services, we assist clients in developing tools and systems that work in harmony with their brain as opposed to against it. ADHD and big feelings. For many individuals with ADHD, emotions come on fast and strong. We have heard from our clients that it feels like having a volume knob stuck on high. A small problem might feel like a huge one, and it can take a while to calm down. That's why people with ADHD might get angry or cry quickly, even if they didn't mean to. They might feel embarrassed about their reactions after they happen. Or they can get really, really excited about fun things, or feel deeply hurt by criticism, even if it's meant kindly. Sometimes they have a hard time explaining how they feel in the moment. These emotional ups and downs aren't a character flaw. That's just part of how the ADHD brain works. Learning to understand emotions and respond in healthy ways is a big part of ADHD support. So the ADHD brain, what's going on? ADHD affects brain areas responsible for attention, self-control, and decision-making. The prefrontal cortex helps us stay organized and focused. It works differently for people with ADHD. Messages in the brain may travel more slowly. Dopamine levels, a brain chemical that affects motivation and pleasure, may be lower. The brain may get bored more quickly, leading to distraction. The prefrontal cortex is one of the brain's control centers. It helps us stop, think, and make good choices. In people with ADHD, this part of the brain may work slowly or differently. Dopamine is a brain chemical that boosts motivation and focus. People with ADHD might have lower levels of it. We like to tell our clients, it's like trying to drive a car with less gas in the tank. Think of the brain like a car. When the car has a full gas tank, lots of dopamine, the engine is very quick and the car feels harder to control. People with ADHD sometimes have a car with a fast engine but weak brakes. They want to stop or slow down, but their brain doesn't always respond immediately. Understanding these brain differences helps reduce shame. At Pathways Counseling Services, we educate clients on how their brains work so they can use their strengths to their advantage. With the right tools, a person with ADHD can feel empowered by using their unique strengths. How ADHD can show up. Who can have ADHD? ADHD looks different depending on the person and their age. Here are some common signs. ADHD in children. They can't sit still for long. They're easily distracted. They have trouble following instructions. They're losing things often. And they're talking out of turn. And/or they're talking out of turn. ADHD in teens. They often struggle with schoolwork or organizing. They have emotional ups and downs. They have big feelings such as frustration, boredom, or worry, and or they have trouble with friendships or time management. ADHD in adults. They're always running late. They're forgetting important things like keys or bills. They have trouble finishing tasks or staying focused at work. They feel stressed, anxious, or burned out. And or they have difficulty with planning or long-term goals. Many people with ADHD are creative, funny, and full of ideas. But without support, everyday life can feel hard or confusing. People with ADHD often think in colorful, unexpected ways. At Pathways Counseling Services, we help people recognize and celebrate their strengths. The bright side of ADHD: creative, funny, and full of ideas. Number one, creativity and innovation. People with ADHD often think outside the box. Their minds create rapid, nonlinear connections. This can result in innovative and unconventional ideas. Simone Biles, an Olympic gymnast, believes her ADHD is what helps her compete. It gives her energy and focus during competitions. She uses her hyperfocus to train at an elite level. Number two, hyperfocus, deep work. Many people with ADHD struggle to regulate their attention. However, they often experience hyperfocus. This means they can have deep, sustained attention on something that interests them or feels important. Entrepreneurs like Richard Branson, who founded Virgin's Galaxy Exploration Projects, often shares how ADHD boosts the passions. It helps them focus intensely on what they care about. Quick thinking and adaptability. Number three, quick thinking and adaptability. ADHD brains can shift gears quickly. This helps them adapt, improvise, and thrive in fast-paced or unpredictable environments. Many first responders and ER doctors with ADHD say their brains thrive in high-stimulation settings. They excel when they need to make quick decisions. Number four, high empathy and intuition. Many people with ADHD are very sensitive to emotions and social situations. This is useful in jobs needing emotional intelligence, such as teaching, counseling, or caregiving. ADHD counselors and therapists can relate to clients who feel misunderstood or overwhelmed. Number five, persistence and resilience. People with ADHD face many challenges and stigma, but often overcome them. Many develop grit, creative problem solving, and emotional resilience as a result. Artists, writers, and musicians with ADHD often say their stubbornness helps them succeed. They refuse to give up on their passion projects. Number six, visionary thinking. ADHD minds focus on the future. They thrive on vision, not details. That's why many become innovators, dreamers, and changemakers. Will.i.am from the Black Eyed Peas has ADHD. He says it helps him think of music and tech projects that others often don't understand. Counseling isn't about fixing you, because you're not broken. Going to counseling is about helping you work with your brain instead of against it. At Pathways Counseling Services, we walk alongside individuals and families, providing tools, support, and encouragement every step of the way. Pathways Counseling Services can help you build self-awareness. Counseling helps people see how ADHD impacts their lives. It also offers tools to handle strengths and challenges. We can help you build routines. Our Scottsdale, Arizona located counselors can help you build routines that match a person's brain patterns. This makes it easier to stay organized and manage time. It can also help with boosting confidence. ADHD may cause frustration and self-doubt. Counseling can help people build self-esteem and embrace their unique strengths. We also offer coping strategies. Our counselors brainstorm with you ways to increase your ability to cope and manage focus, control impulses, and regulate emotions. These skills are key for success in school, work, and home. We help each person create a toolkit that works for their specific lifestyle and goals. ADHD Tip Toolkit. Use simple systems. Planners, checklists, and sticky notes help you stay on track. Keep it visual and easy. Learn your strengths and challenges. The more you get to know your strengths and challenges, the more information you have to develop a good system that works for you. If you have less motivation, low dopamine in the morning, create a restful routine that boosts dopamine like high-protein diet and exercise. prioritize harder tasks for when you're in hyperfocus mode. Timers are helpful. Try to use the Pomodoro method. Work for 25 minutes, then take a 5-minute break. Repeat a few times. Move your body. Exercise helps with focus and mood. Dance, walk, stretch, anything that gets you moving. Stick to routines. The same bedtime and wake-up time helps the brain feel calm and steady. Cut out noise. Noise-canceling headphones or soft music can help block out distractions. And get support from others. Talk with family, teachers, or coworkers. Don't be afraid to ask for help. Treatment options for ADHD. ADHD treatment usually involves counseling, behavioral strategies, and sometimes medication. Everyone's journey is unique. Treatment works best when it's personalized. ADHD treatment for children. Parent coaching and school support plans. Play-based therapy to build focus and self-regulation. Try these games to practice impulse control. Red light, green light, duck, duck, goose, and freeze dance. Family counseling to improve understanding and connection. ADHD treatment for adults. One-on-one counseling for time and stress management. Support for relationships, work, and self-esteem. And tools for staying organized and meeting goals. At Pathways Counseling Services, we create customized plans that evolve with each client's needs. Our goal is to help you feel confident, capable, and supported every step of the way. We believe in each person's potential. With care, knowledge, and support, you or your loved one can succeed. To learn about Pathways Counseling ADHD therapists, visit our website.